my
got it.
Steve Schrader, Detroit Free Press again. I read the Toronto papers, and some of them wonder whether it's a coincidence or an inside joke that Bob Probert's wearing number 28 in the movie.
I wasn't aware that it was 28. There you go. That's what happens when you're sitting there.
You see the connection, though. Ty Domi.
Ty Domi. I know the Ty Domi connection very well. I knew exactly what you're saying when you said number 28. Trust me. I would say that I didn't remember the numbers. I get starstruck when I see hockey players, and I can't talk, and I get tongue twisty. I revert. I become like an 8-year-old. When they were around, I just got quiet. You know what I mean? And so I didn't really pay attention to the numbers. A lot of the names on the backs were crew members, mm-hmm. and that's what sort of caught my attention more than anything. The specific numbers. I'm going to have a look at the film, and I'm going to see. I'm going to start paying attention to the numbers.
Mike, you bring up a good point there. Covering the National Hockey League, I see this all the time. When hockey players are around, you know, actors, movie stars, such, it seems like that's what they really like or aspire to, or rock stars. And then someone in your position sees a pro athlete, and that's almost what they aspire to. Why is that?
Well, for me, I played soccer, and I played it very seriously when I was a kid. I loved it, and I really, if I had to say a sport that I'm confident about, it would be soccer. But this was bred into me by my parents from Liverpool. I have an athlete's approach to things, because comedy is more athletic than the other acting disciplines, I feel. I think it's more, you have to get psyched up for it. You have this teamwork. Everyone has to all pull in the same direction. I think, you know what it is? It's simple. I'm from Scarborough, Ontario. I don't know if you know what Scarborough, Ontario, what that means. I'm from a very working class part of Toronto, and you just grow up with hockey gods. I don't even know what to say. I don't even think it has anything to do with what I do for a living. I think it has more to do with where I come from.
Well, coincidentally, I was talking to Mike Ricci not long ago, who is another Scarborough native, and he was in the film, the Rocket Richard movie
recently. Oh, right.
Yeah, and he just was really taken aback at how much work goes into making a film, and, you know, how professional everyone is, you know, to get from, you know, point A to point B to get everything done. Did you see similar things with hockey players on the set, you know, in terms of how professional they were and how they adjusted to that kind of a work environment?
Oh, yeah, they were awesome. I mean, you know, it's tedious. You do it over and over again, and they do it from all these different angles, and I'm used to it. And these guys they just rallied and were awesome, you know. It's funny, the hockey playing part of it and all that, Romney Melko could actually tell you more about. I had some bench moments, and I had some bleacher moments. But I didn't see a lot of the hockey being shot. I was, I was producing and in different parts of Toronto, and they shot this also too in Oshawa and the Air Canada Center. I don't know the name of the rink in Oshawa, but so I missed a lot of it. But when I was there on the bench, I think hockey is something that's performance based. You have to perform, you have to show up to play, and it's the same with comedy. But, you know, I have to say, you know, it's only about 5 years ago that I gave up my dream of playing in the NHL. It's something that a Canadian man holds on to for a very long time, well past the appropriate age. You still think, you know, if I trained for 3 weeks, I could get in shape, I could still do it. It's only about 5 years ago that I consciously went, oh, I'm never going to play in the NHL.
Mike, it's Joe O'Connor from the National Post in Toronto.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, there's been much discussion and angst and ink shed about Matt Sundin and his future, or lack thereof, in Toronto. What are your feelings about the captain, and should they being the Leafs, do everything in their power to keep them?
They should do everything in their power to keep him. I am a massive Matt Sundin fan. He's a great player. a great Leaf and a great guy. And I you know, you see him play for the Leafs, he's awesome. You see him play for Sweden, he's awesome. He's a great player. And I don't know what's to be. You know, it's you know, like the contemplation of our own hockey navel is something I think unique to the city of Toronto, where every move, and I have to say I love it. You know what I mean? It's like every move is rethought, recombined, reconsidered, rearticulated over and over again. I think it's a miracle. Matt Sundin, in that environment, has maintained such a high level of play and just a high level of professionalism. I think it speaks very well of him that he's in that environment of constant assessment that he's kept such a high level of play and leadership. I'm a big Matt Sundin fan.
Now, what, I mean, another vacancy Ron Wilson's due here, I think his press conference is probably going to be Wednesday.
Is that confirmed?
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. There we go. Well, that's exciting.
And but the undone deal is a new general manager. Now, were you to apply for the job or have the job as a concerned citizen, how do you fix this team and how do you snap that curse of 67?
Well, I think you rethink it and don't think of it as a curse, and you think of it as a challenge and an early attempt at success, and you change the entire paradigm to one of success and not one of curse. That's the first big move. I don't know how to do that. I wouldn't profess a remedy or proffer a remedy, but I would know that I do know that just in my limited thing of being on teams, you know, I've had teams that won the North York Championship and teams that did well and were, you know, but the championship teams had a spirit of there's no failure, only early attempts at success, and a sense of, how do I say it? I guess the only way to say it, I know I sound like one of those NFL films, a sense of destiny. And I admire tremendously the Montreal Canadiens' sense of continuity and history and destiny. And there's no reason why Toronto can't get back to that. You know what I mean?
You sound like the man for the job here.
I'm just a fan, that's all.